The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. You're familiar with the story of the Tuskegee Airmen. They were an all-black fighter group during World War II. In their first combat assignment, they attacked a small island off Sicily and caused the surrender of 11,000 soldiers to clear the way for the Allied invasion. Well, now, meet their successors.
Like, this opportunity, no one wants to see us fail.
The pilots of Tuskegee, next, after this from Charlie. More than 70 years after the Tuskegee Airmen made their mark in military history, it is still rare to see a black pilot.
Mostly our people see like rap stars and basketball stars. Oh yeah, we can do that. You don't really see any black pilots.
Malcolm Dunn, age 19, from Chicago's South Side, hopes to help change that. He's learning to fly thanks to Tuskegee Next, a program founded by Stephen Davis, the board chairman of the DuPage County Airport.
I want the kid who without this program, would not have the opportunity to excel. So hopefully if these kids want to become pilots, the opportunity will be there. Or they may want to be our next senator, congressman, or possibly president.
So he arranged for talented kids like Malcolm to get flying lessons free of charge. And you know who was looking on? Milton Williams, age 93, one of the original Tuskegee Airmen, who spoke with CBS News correspondent Adriana Diaz.
After the war, were you able to get a job as a pilot?
After the war, I couldn't even join the National Guard. That was unheard of.
Have these kids said thank you to you?
Yes, they have. I'm sorry, excuse me. I get emotional sometimes. But I'm so blessed.
If it wasn't for him and their trials and errors and their hard work, we wouldn't have this program.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.